The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says that milk that is made without a Yisrael watching is asur midrabanan. And this is brought here by the Mechaber and Kuf Tesvav, that milk which was milked by a guy and it was not observed by a Jew, so it's tameh. Now, it's not, the chashash is not that you're going to give that the guy is going to switch it and give you milk from a non-kosher animal. And that's important. The chashash is only that he's going to pour some of the chalav tameh of the non-kosher milk into your milk. And that's going to be a big difference because that's going to be a nafkamin regarding how much time we need for the guy to be alone in order for there to be a problem. When it comes to the definition of mirsas, the fear that the guy has to have, it needs to be just the amount of time to slip a little bit in, not to switch out the whole pot and to put something non-kosher in. There's an interesting comment of the Beis HaLevi in his Chedushim al HaTorah and Bereishis Perek Lamed Daled, where he discusses the idea of a person who first does something by accident and they're not careful in their Shmiras HaMitzos. And there the Beis HaLevi seems to say that a person who's not careful in Chalav Yisrael and ends up drinking milk that a guy put something into because he was lax in the Shmiras HaMitzvos, so that will be an Isser D'Oraisa. His shogeg, his doing something by accident, will become a Din D'Oraisa because he was negligent in protecting himself. That's his idea al Piashkafa regarding this idea of being careful about what you eat. And the Mechaber goes on to say that if a guy is milking in his home and the Jew guards the home and you know there's no treif animals, then it's mutter even if the Jew can't see the guy. Again, we don't have cows nowadays in our homes, so we don't have to worry about these things in particular, and we are neither running dairy farms, so we'll leave that to the dairy manufacturers. The question is, what about a mumar? Can you, discuss all of our topics, we begin by discussing a mumar, so why not over here? So what about a mumar? Can you have a person who's not from guarding the milk? Can that be your shomer in order to make sure that there is nothing wrong with the milk? So Ramosha discusses this in two places. This is in the first shuv in the Chelek Alf in Yerodeh Men Vav, and again the Chelek Beis in Simon Mem Zayin. And there Rav Moshe says that it would appear that according to the reasons we've discussed already, it should be a problem. Because of the whole issue, it's not an issue of chasness. It's not because you're going to marry him because he made your milk. The issue is because he's going to put something that's not kosher into your milk. And if that's the case, why wouldn't a Yisrael Mumar do the same thing as well? Why wouldn't a non-from-Jew also put, you know, camel milk or pig's milk into your milk? What should be the reason to stop him? So Rav Moshe says, even if the person is a Tinok Shenishba, who cares if he's a Tinok Shenishba? He's still going to put tray food into your milk. So what exactly is the heter? So Rav Moshe needs to come onto a heter that has absolutely nothing to do with the issue at hand, and it's just a general kula in the halachos of Chalav Yisrael. So Rav Moshe says, based on the Magad Mishnah in the third parak of Machalos Asuros, that there's only an issue if there's mamish a chashash, a real chashash. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if we know for sure that this person has access to Chalav Tameh, and he is a type of person who would want to switch it, only in that case are we really going to need to be machmer by the case of a mumar. That's one snif lahakel. And in addition, we can be makel in a place where Chalav Tameh is not desirable. In America, no one is going to be too happy when you slip camel milk instead of the cow's milk. And therefore, since it's not a desirable thing to do that, and no one would get any benefit out of doing such a thing, therefore, because of these general sniff and lakula, we can be makel by a Yisrael mumar, and potentially you could have someone who is not from watching the milk, and that would count as a Chalav Yisrael. So that is Ramosha's approach, and that, I don't know what goes on in the Chalav Yisrael factories, but I assume they're going to have from Jews there anyway if they're going to put all this investment in. But certainly, according to Ramosha, a Yisrael mumar could be sufficient in order to make sure that milk is Chalav Yisrael and not Chalav Akum. Okay? The next question is the issue of powdered milk. Powdered milk is not something we really buy nowadays for ourselves, but it is something that is used in the production of food. Chocolate, I think, uses powdered milk, and a lot of other types of foods do use powdered milk. So the first major tshuva is that of the Haratzir, Ritzi Pesach Frank, in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dal, two tshuvos. He says as follows, that powdered milk was not included in the gzera. Chazal made a gzera against milk that came out of a cow's udder, not milk that was turned into powder and then used for something else. And that's not part of the gzera. What's his proof? The proof is from cheese, because cheese is not under the gzera of Chalav Yisrael. Cheese is under the gzera of another gzera that was made specifically for cheese. So if the whole issue, says Rotsi Pesach Frank, is that any type of milk product is going to have an issue of Chalav Akum, so then cheese should not have needed its special gzera. The answer should have been, cheese is going to be a problem because it comes from, you know, it's not going to be Chalav Yisrael. Since we needed a special gzera to make cheese usr, so we see from here that anything that's not mamish milk that comes out of the cow's udder is not going to be under the gzera that was established by Chazal. This is the opinion of the Zakein Aaron as well, Rav Aaron Walkin. So he writes in the Chelik Beis Mem Dalad that milk powder is panim chadashos. It's a new entity. It is not milk that we consider part of the gzera, and therefore it's not a problem. The Beis Avi and Chelik Alafai and Beis and the Shara Mitzvah B'Halacha and Lamed Ches on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is also Makel as well. Yeah. What do you mean? Dairy chocolate is not milk. But it contains milk, no?
But it's not milk.
That's not panu chadashos. That's something that's that would be like, why is that the same thing? Panim chadashos means I have an entity and I change the makeup of the entity into something else. It's not that I mevatel it in something. That's called bitzel. That's not panim chadashos. It's not the same thing.
Isn't chocolate
powdered milk? My understanding is sometimes chocolate will contain regular milk, but sometimes also it will contain powdered milk. To make that milk additive, they'll use powdered milk. So in that case, according to Pesach Frank, I don't have to worry at all about the powdered milk. I could have powdered milk that comes from a farm in the middle of nowhere that I don't have to, that it was made by a guy and there was no Jews there, and according to Pesach Frank, it's not a shaila at all. It's a kula. However, the Chazanish, at least according to the Stipler, the Chazanish that we'll get to in a second is in Yerodea Simon Mem Aleph. That's general about Chalav Yisrael. The Stipler has a letter, which we'll see as well, and also in the Orchos Rabbeinu Mechela Gimel, where he says the Chaznish was makel by powdered milk. The Chaznish was machmer by powdered milk, and he says that when it comes to cheese and butter, so Chazal had a mesora that these cannot separate their products with chalav tameh. Right? The reason why cheese and butter is different is because cheese, it has a special inyan to it that we have a mesora that you can't turn milk from a non-kosher animal into these types of products, and it's not going to be able to separate the whey from the curds. We have a whole mesora over there, and that's why it's not a good proof from Si Pesach Frank. Milk on its own is any type of thing that comes directly from milk that's not cheese or butter is still going to have an issue of chalav tameh according to the Chaznish. Chaim David Regensburg was the Rosh Hashiva in Skoki in the 50s and the 60s. He wrote a sefer called the Mishmeres Chaim and Simitas Vav. He agrees with the Chaznish as well to be machmer when it comes to powdered milk. And this is also the understanding of the Chuas Vanagos and the Chelik Beis and the Chalkos Binyamin to be machmer for powdered milk as well. Rav Avadja is quoted in the Yalkut Yosef, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Simon Pei Aleph, as saying that you should be machmer when it comes to powdered milk, but for a katan you can be lenient. So that would be by chalka. If you know the chalka contains powdered milk, you give it to a child, but the adult shouldn't consume it. And also, he's also maker when it comes to baby formula that contains powdered milk as well for children. Adults should not drink baby formula. The question is also asked about videos. Can you use a video monitor to check into the milk and to see whether, is that sufficient? If I'm sitting here in Woodmere and I have a video screen and the milk is being watched and milk is being made in Vermont, so is a video screen and a camera considered sufficient watching in order to consider it to be Chalav Yisrael? So there's actually a whole kuntres written about aspects of milk in halacha. It's published by the major milk company in Israel, Tznuva. So the sefer is called Benesiv HaChalav. And in Simon, on page Nun Hey, Rav Mordechai Gross is one of the poskim for Tznuva. So he says it is fine. It is considered as if the Yisrael is there. So it's considered watching. And using a video screen would be as if the Jew is in there as well. But he notes it needs to be in the area where the production is going on, where they're monitoring everything, where the computers are. It can't just be one little area. The video screen needs to see all aspects of what's going on. Yeah.
The Chor also has to be that the guy knows there's a video camera.
You have to tell him. So there would be mirsas, correct. Next, the Shach here in Sifkat and Dalad He says that if the Jew comes in and out of the room, he's Yotzei v'nichnas, so that is sufficient as well. It's considered Chav Yisrael. Since the guy expects that the Jew would come in every single time, the Jew doesn't have to stand there at every single second. He can be Yotzei v'nichnas. What's the definition of Yotzei v'nichnas? So the Minchas al-Azhar is a tshuva in Chelek Dal Tzim Nechav Hei, that there has to be a mirsas at every single moment. The guy cannot even have a few seconds where he's going to think that no one's watching him. Because all it takes is to spill in a little bit of the chalav tameh and to ruin the milk. And therefore it can't be a bathroom break. It has to be even shorter. There needs to be enough mirsas, even for a few seconds, that the guy will know that the Yisrael could come in at any single time. We'll get to Hechsher Kalim later on. Okay, let's get to the issues nowadays. Regarding Chalev Bizman Azet, when we don't think that, yeah.
Yosef Nechnas, you wouldn't be able to leave for, I mean, didn't Yosef Nechnas, as long as he thinks you can come back? I mean, you could still leave for a while as long as he thinks you
but,
can come back.
To do what does he want to do? The guy wants to slip non kosher milk into the kosher milk. So if he thinks that I have 30 seconds, if I know you're going to be back in 45 seconds, and I only need 30 seconds, then where's the mirsas? There's no.
So you can just say, I'm coming back really soon.
And you need to tell him. Tell him I'm going to. Yeah, he has to think that you're going to be back in a second.
Even if you don't come back another
time. But if you say, I'm going to the bathroom, so then where's the mirsas? That's not sufficient. It needs to be Yotzei v'nichnas so you can walk in at every single moment. He's not defining Yotzei v'nichnas, he's defining the definition of what type of mirsas you need in order to allow Yotzei v'nichnas. Yeah.
What was it for that you need to know? Video camera. Don't you not need meritas when there's Yisrael Roeyu?
When there's what?
When Yisrael Roeyu, don't you not need meritas?
Well, how does he? He's not going to know. He's not going to know Yisrael Roeyu. Meaning, are you saying how?
If you see it, then you don't need. You don't need.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to,
yeah,
have
a, yeah, okay, so
correct.
If
the
guy,
if the guy's gonna, if Yisrael's gonna watch the video every single second, you don't need to know. But if he's gonna walk in and out, so then you'd have to, he would have to have mirsas. Yeah.
Play back a video footage would be sufficient.
Playing back, I guess. So yeah, if you could catch it before it was sold, I guess it would be sufficient. Okay. Let's begin. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz is in Aleph, meaning tshuva 1147, Kuf Mem Zayin. And there the Radvaz discusses a case where there are no tummy animals available. All you got is cows. It's not going to happen. It's kimat impossible that there'd be any tummy milk around. And he cites the Mordechai, who is Machmer, and says that this is a low plug. Chazal didn't distinguish whether there was treif milk available or not treif milk available, it doesn't make a difference. It's a low plug, and there's nothing to discuss. The Radvaz disagrees, and he says that there's kimat no chance of any dover tummy getting into the milk, so then there's no issue of chalav akum at all. And the Pri Chadashir in Sifkat and Vav agrees with this reasoning, and he says that this was the minhag in Amsterdam, that there was no dover tummy anywhere, and that was enough to allow them to drink the milk without a Yisrael watching, and that was fine. And he says that there were some people who were machmer, those people are Yerei Shemayim, but he thinks that it's perfectly fine, that if there's no possibility of a Dover Tamei, of Chalav Tamei getting in, so then the milk is fine without question, and there's no reason to be machmer. The Stipler, in the Kreina Degrisa and Chelik Beis and Kufkaf Gimel, says the Chazanish agreed in principle with the Pri Chadash, we'll get to the Chazanish later on, and he allowed those who were weak to drink milk, which was supervised by the government. Okay? Again, he agrees in principle to the Pri Chadash, and we'll have to understand what that means, and in certain cases, he would allow people to drink government-supervised milk. However, the Chassam Sof in Yerodea, in Simon Kuf Zion, says a number of issues with this. He says, first of all, it is a gzeira that was made by Chazal. We have a principle, and you have a gzeira that was made b'minyan, made in a situation where there was a basin, and you need, in order to nullify what the basin said, you need a basin that's gadol b'chacham of b'minyan. You need a sufficiently large and intelligent basin to take away that gzeira, and this is one of those cases, and therefore, since no basin has come around and removed this gzeira, it applies as a low plug, and therefore, it's going to be usher no matter what, and you can't come up with the reason, it doesn't apply in this case, yes in this place, maybe not over here, the government, and says the Chassam Sofer, the milk is going to be usher. This is what the Piskei Tshuva cites here in Sif Katan Gimel to be machmer against the brichadash. The Chachmas Adam in the Klal Samach Zayin explains that Chal Yisrael requires a Jew in the area, and that's what that's what it is. The Gzeira of Chal Yisrael requires a Jew there. It doesn't matter what's going on. That is part of the Gzeira itself, that the Jew must be present without discussion. There's nothing else to say, says the Chachmas Adam. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very lengthy piece about this in Kuftas Vav, in Hay and Vav. And he gets very intense. He bemoans the fact that there are many people who are not careful about Chal Avakum, and people are relying on these mistaken heterim of the Prichadash. He says it's terrible. And then in Sivav, he tells the story about a businessman who would travel back and forth and stay at an inn, and someone would give him cream every single morning. It was quite delicious, and he enjoyed it very, very much. And one day, the businessman asked the innkeeper, "Where do you get this delicious cream from? How do you get it so creamy?" And the innkeeper said, "Well, I take the milk, and then I take cow brains, and I mash them up, or cow parts, and I mash them up, and I mix it into the milk, and it makes it delicious and creamy." And the businessman was, to say, nonplussed with what he heard out, with what he heard about. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you need to be so careful about, you think that everything is so wonderful and kosher, and but you don't know what's going on. You need to have Yisrael there to check up on it. And he concludes that he heard that the Jews in America drink pig milk because that's what's available, and that was popular in America at the time, and therefore, you know, you have to be so careful about issues of Chal Yisrael. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is certainly not addressing the issue of government standards, but it's certainly in his opinion that you need to have Yisrael there at all times, and there is no low plug. Who are also the machmir when it comes to Chal Yisrael? That you need to have a Jew there no matter what. The Avnei Nezer, Yerodea Kuf Gimel, the Tzemach Tzedek, Rav David C. Hoffman in the Lamed Lahoel, the Minchas Halazar, the Zakein Aaron, the Mishnah Halachos, the Beis Avi, the Chelkas Yaakov, who will return to momentarily, the Shevet Halevi in three places, Chuas Vanagus, and others are all Machmer. So, the far majority of poskim are machmer when it comes to issues of Chal Yisrael, regardless of government oversight or not. There must be a Jew there in order to make the milk drinkable for the Jewish people. Now, what's the sheet of the Chaznish? So if you look to the Chaznish in Yerodea Siman Mem Aleph, you would see that the Chaznish seemingly loves the Prichadash and thinks that the Prichadash is correct. He thinks the Chassam Sofer missed the point and the Chassam Sofer is incorrect. His understanding of what's going on in the Prichadash is the correct Shita. He cites the Chassam Sofer. He says the Chassam Sofer is against all of what the Gemara says. And he says that a Talmud Chacham, and he says that... And he says this is the halacha that the Prichadash seems to allow it, and that's the halacha. However, all of the Sfarim that come after the Chaznish qualify the Chaznish, whether it be students of the Chaznish or family members. So in the Orchas Rabbein Mechela Gimel, he says the Chaznish felt that the Talmud Chacham should be machber. And if someone was sick or weak, then they can rely on the Prichadash, as we said before, and rely on milk made by the government. The Chelkas Yaakov, so he writes in Yerodea Siman Lamed Hei Yud, that he heard from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, not the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the son of Yisrael Gershon Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's third son, the one we don't hear about so much. So that we heard from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that he went to the Chaznish, and the Chaznish, he said, "I heard in your name that the milk made by the government is mutter, you can have it." So the Chaznish looked at Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and said, "What else did you hear in my name? Soon they're going to start saying that I matred Eishes Ish, and that's okay as well." So the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was a little taken back, and apparently what they clarified is that the Chaznish, though the Chelkas Yaakov says that the Chaznish was only talking about powdered milk, and he had no heter at all when it came to milk that comes straight from the udder. And that is apparently what the Chaznish held to be machmer, and that the Prichadash is not exactly what we thought it was. In the Krina Digris Beis Kufchav Gimel, he says as well, the Chaznish only allowed powdered milk for those who were weak or sick. And the Chuz Vanagos in Chelik Alf, Tuf Mem Alf, and Beis Shin Ayin Gimel, he says he heard from Yisrael Welts that the Chaznish only allowed government milk for children. So the Chaznish is sometimes quoted as this name that said before of Moshe that the government milk is fine, but it turns out the Chaznish was not really in the same camp as Rav Moshe. Which brings us to the famous sheets of Moshe Feinstein. The concept of government-made milk is discussed in a number of tshuvos. The whole list of all the tshuvos is in the tshuva, the last tshuva that discusses this in the eighth volume of the Gras Moshe, which we'll discuss momentarily. But it is found mostly in the first volume of Yerodeah, Mem Zayin through Mem Tes, in Beis Lamed He, in Gimel Yud Zayin, and again in Yerodeah, in the eighth volume, in Simen He as well, discussing the issues of Chal Yisrael. So a lot of ink to be spilled. So there are two heterim working together within Rav Moshe's, I'm combining everything Rav Moshe says now into one big thing. I'm not going to tell you what it says in each single tshuva. I'm just mixing it all together into one approach. So the first heter Rav Moshe says is that in a place where there's strict government restrictions and there are penalties to those who do such a thing, even if the fine is small, so that is enough to make a deterrent. So again, the first heter is penalties. If there's penalties from the government, even a small fine, so that is enough. That creates a bit of mirsas. And even if the fine is so small that it's more worthwhile to put in milk that's tameh, still that's enough of a sniff lakula as well. Why? Because we're assumed that it wouldn't be the necessarily, in most cases, it wouldn't be worth it to bribe the worker to put it in just to entail the fine. We don't think that they're going to go that far. So again, the first sniff lakula is that there's going to be a fine against putting in the non-kosher milk. The second, more famous part of the kula is that the idea of yediya is like ri'iya. That knowing for sure that there's no davar tameh in there is like seeing it. It doesn't mean, it's what Rav Moshe is saying, is that it's not an issue that it's as if the Jew is in the room. Knowing that the davar tameh is not going in is as if the Jew is standing there and watching. And this milk, which is produced under the government control, which Rav Moshe will call Chalav Stam, so he says that even the Chsam Sofer would agree to my Kula, he says, to my approach, even the Chsam Sofer would agree that knowing is like being in the room and seeing what's going on. So these two things together work to create Rav Moshe's Kula. Now, Rav Moshe then says that even though there are many, many from Jews and Rabbanim who are lenient, he says it's usher to say that they're doing anything wrong. It's usher to speak against them. And even though, he says, a baal nefesh should be machmer to drink only chalav Yisrael. And those who are lenient don't have what to rely on. And Rav Moshe says that he's machmer for himself. And he says that in yeshivas, they should serve chalav Yisrael because they should instill the children the importance to be a baal nefesh and to take on the importance of kashrus and being careful when it comes to these areas of halacha. There is a very interesting statement in the eighth volume. So the eighth volume was written, it comes from Moshe's Tshuvos, but there are also comments that are thrown into the Tshuvos. And if you don't pay attention carefully, because the size of the fonts is only very, very different between the two types of writing, so some of the comments are put in by the grandchildren who edited the Tshuvos. And if you're not very careful, you might be thinking you're reading Rav Moshe's words, but it's really the editors at the same time. So here, the editors put into this tshuva the following sentence. They say, Chumras bali nefesh bazeh, daik bilshono, that he says that Rav Moshe was very careful to call this a chumra of the bali nefesh. V'lo kasav lahachmir, v'likach chalav Yisrael, shekein daito gam chalav hachevros, hu chalav Yisrael ledina. The editors think that Rav Moshe's opinion was that even the chalav made by the companies in America has a din of chalav Yisrael, and everything else is a chumra on top of that. I don't think that's the opinion of most everybody else who reads the Tshuvos. I don't think it's the opinion of the Tzitaminim of Moshe who learn with him. I don't understand where nobody else, other sources seem to support this idea, but they seem to understand that according to Rav Moshe, the chalav made by the companies is chalav Yisrael. And there's no inyan to be machmer. On top of that, there's an inyan to be a baal nefesh, but there's nothing wrong with having the challah from the companies. It's not entirely clear whether Moshe himself would agree to such a statement. Those who disagree say that it's highly questionable that Chassam Sofer would agree to this. He said, knowledge is not necessarily like being there, and government regulations might not create the same mirsas as having a Jew there. Having a Jew there watching is not the same as knowing that the department is watching it as well. Yeah.
What's enough for me to know whether or not the editors are right, or if
it's Chalav Stam, that's not the same as Chalav Yisrael. Chalav Yisrael means that this is something that I know is watched by a Jew. and therefore is at its highest level. Chol sta means I just know that it's not usser. Meaning,
what? Even on this chol of Yisrael, even if it is
Chol of
Yisrael, he said you should still be
machmer. So, Rav Moshe doesn't explain why, though, you should be machmer. He doesn't explain what the inyan is to be machmer. He says a bal nefesh should be machmer. But he doesn't explain what the inyan is being machmer about. So that's one of the questions, why? Okay? So again, the most people will say that Rav Moshe's tshuvos are not necessarily, I don't want to say not a lichatchila, but there certainly is a lichatchila aspect to be machmer for Chol of Yisrael. Rav Moshe certainly would praise someone who was machmer for Chol of Yisrael, and especially people write that the tshuvas were written in 1954, the first time, and you know, things are different. Chol of Yisrael is everywhere. You can get a lot of things that we like, the ice cream and all the different types of things and cheeses can all be Chol of Yisrael. And therefore, you know, would Rav Moshe say the same thing nowadays? I don't know. We can't second guess Rav Moshe. But this is the important point is to point out that Rav Moshe's tshuvas are not as clear and obvious as people hear them to be. We think, oh, Rav Moshe allowed it, and there's no question. But it's not exactly clear whether there's no question. Yeah.
I don't like his sons after the Aron Machmir Chol of Yisrael, just to make a point to show that he actually did mean it as after.
Yeah.
It's true.
I don't know. It's unclear because the other the people aren't the sons, the Talmidim, so they write in the Sfarim. It's not. They don't really seem to hold the same way. So I'm not sure. Atzarachian when it comes to Rav Moshe Shuvas. Rabbi Jachter writes in Gray Matter, Volume 3, that he heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik or from Rabbi Ganak, quoting Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Rabbi Soloveitchik held that the milk is 100% fine, lechatchila in America, with no inyan to be machmer at all. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik is a das yachid in this regard. There's no inyan to be machmer at all. Rabbi Soloveitchik had a tzirif hashitos of taking what we discussed already, plus the fact the milk is done by machines, that there's no goyim around when they milk the cows. The cows are in a pen, and they walk into it, and the thing attaches to the udders, and the milk comes out, and they're done, and they walk away. There's no human hands at all in the whole process. And therefore, since it's all being done by a machine, another reason to be makel as well. What about Eretz Yisrael? So the Darkei Tshuva writes here that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to be machmer. And in two editions of Tchumen, in Chaf Beis and Chaf Gimel, the different authors write that in Eretz Yisrael there might be a greater chashash of a davar tameh. It's more common to have milk from non-kosher animals in Eretz Yisrael. That's one reason to be machmer. And also, they say that there's no reason to be machmer because it's so easy to get Chol of Yisrael, so why rely on a kula? And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, one should certainly drink only Chol of Yisrael and not rely on a heterim. There's a question regarding the powdered milk, Chol of Nachri. I know there are some products that'll say that it comes from powdered milk that was milked by a goy because on Shabbos, and whether they have goyim around and things like that. But one should certainly be machmer when it comes to Chol of Yisrael. Yeah. So that's a question. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he discusses in South Africa. In South Africa, apparently nobody listens to the government there. So he felt in South Africa there was more of a question. I don't know what it is nowadays in South Africa. But again, it has to be in a place where you know there's government oversight. I think they talk about like certain countries in Eastern Europe where the oversight might not be as good. You have to be careful. So you have to know when you go to a country to know what the question is about the milk there and whether there's good government oversight. Okay, the kalim. So the Rama writes that chalav nachrim can make kalim into isra if the chalav is cooked in the kalim. And he says, even though it's a safek, he says, we're still going to be machmer. The shach, quite says the Rama, is based on isra v'heter. And the shach thinks maybe you should be makel. The Be'er Hetev explains the shach doesn't hold like the Yisra V'Heter. Rav Moshe writes that food which is made on dairy equipment can be eaten by someone who's makbid on Chol of Yisrael. That's an important cooler. Rav Henkin writes in the Tshuvas Ibran Siman Mem Gimel that nowadays you can be leaned by the kalim because of the issues with the leniency by the government. This is the opinion of the Beis Avi and Dalad Kuf Pei. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Amos Yaakov and Kuf Tes Vav and the Shar Masim Bahalacha are also lenient as well. Now, what does Rav Shechter hold? I was under the understanding that Rav Shechter felt that one should be machmer when it comes to kalim under the following condition. There's a sefer called the Chaim Ubrachel Mishmer Shalom, and he has Ha'aros and Yeridea, and there he cites a machlokas aposkim regarding kalim of the milk nowadays, and he says one should be machmer. And the Prima Gadim clarifies that and says one only has to be machmer if it's ben yomo, if it's within 24 hours. If it's outside of 24 hours, then you can be lenient. That was the impression I had. That's how Rosh Hashanah holds regarding Chal Yisrael nowadays in Kalim. I have to see what goes on in the plants, but it's certainly, I guess, reason to be machmer if it's within 24 hours after the food is cooked. Which will just end with everyone's favorite question regarding Oreos. What is the deal with Oreo cookies? And if a person is makan the Chal Yisrael, can you have them? So I know that in the vending machines in Neri Yisrael is makbet on Chal Yisrael. So in the vending machines, they have Oreo cookies. And the reason is because of this, that the Oreo cookies are made on dairy equipment, and that is sufficient even if a person is makbet on Chal Yisrael. So the latest information from the OU, as of this morning, is as follows, the rules regarding Oreo cookies. If this is a person who's makbet for Chal Yisrael, if the cookie has a black cookie and a white center and nothing else, there's no added flavorings, it does nothing else added to the coloring, it's just a plain black cookie and a white cookie and a white cream filling, so then there's no issue of Chal Yisrael and everything is fine. So that means a regular Oreo, the mini Oreos, the double stuff, mega stuff, however much you want to put in there, all those things would be fine because it's just cream and the cookie. But every single time you add something special to the mix, so then there might be issues of challah, a person who's not going to challah Yisrael, but a regular black and white Oreo cookie would be fine.